Hello, we are here with our guest Finn and my co-assistant Gabby.
Hello.
And my name is Jordan. So Finn, I have a couple questions for you about the wetland today.
Yeah, sure. Hi.
Okay. First one, what do you dislike about the wetlands?
Well, I dislike that there's trash everywhere and that it just doesn't look finished.
Yeah. I don't like
The fence, like that sucks too.
Yeah.
It's like a wall that we can never break.
Well, we're going to break it someday.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think any students have benefited from going to the wetland?
Yeah, Jordan. I think a lot of students have because, like, I don't know. Some people haven't seen, like, a ton of nature in the past. And so they get to see new nature and they're like, whoa, what is this? And then a tree falls on them and they die.
No. We're not going to have trees falling on kids.
Yes, we are. No, we're not.
Okay, what do you predict is going to happen over the next course of 2 years for the wetland?
I think that the wetland's going to grow and become like a tourist attraction for Seattle. Like, come to the Delridge Wetland, or you'll be sorry.
What is your class doing for the wetland?
We're, like, going, like, once every 4 months, and we get all our shoes wet and stuff, and yeah.
Okay. No, my turn to ask a question. How much do you like the wetland on a scale from 1 to 10?
An 8.
Okay. How much do you dislike the wetland from a scale from 1 to 10?
That's 10. Hate it.
Yeah, 10 is hate it, and then 1 is, like, just, I don't...
Like a 2.
That makes sense, because you said an 8 for liking it. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think
so, do you think the wetland is fun, and why?
I think it's fun because we get to climb on trees and stuff, so that's pretty cool.
Do you think the wetland has improved since 3rd grade, or since you weren't here in 3rd grade, 4th grade?
Yeah, I do, because, like, when I was here, it's just, like, all this trash everywhere and no plants and just... It was like a zombie apocalyptic land or whatever. I can't talk today. But now it's better. It has, like, plants and stuff.
What do you think will happen to the wetland in the future?
It's going to become a tourist attraction, and everyone's going to go there and be all over the seats.
There's not going to be seats. So what ideas can you give Jason the next time you go back to the wetland?
Maybe that, like, to get more adult help, because mostly it's just kids. And, like, I like that, but, like, I don't think they're getting as much done as they could get done.
Yeah.
Because they're just using kids.
Honestly, what I think is that maybe we should get more time to spend at the wetland, like an hour and a half to do more stuff.
Yeah, I agree, because, like, right now it's just, like, 30 minutes and half that time spent singing songs and climbing trees.
Yeah, like stop, like, finding, like, a place to go and sit in nature. We should actually be doing something instead of, like, just trying to make up time. Like, we should be planting stuff, measuring stuff.
Yeah, instead of, like...
planting trees.
What is a wetland? Give a good explanation.
A wetland is somewhere where the ground is wet, and the a lot of it's like a habitat for a lot of creatures and stuff. And so it has a ton of trees and a ton of plants and mud.
What does a wetland do for the environment?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, give us 5 reasons why wetlands are good for the environment.
First reason is animals live there. Second reason is plants live there and can grow there. Third reason is plants give out oxygen, which, like, stops global warming. Yeah, President. I know. It is global warming. And then also it creates a greener community and it cleans our water.
Okay, and on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you think the wetland is going to proceed in all the years of people working on it in the school? Well, like, give an explanation and a scale from
a
1 to 10.
Just kidding. No, not a 1. Like, maybe a 9.
And then give an explanation why.
Because, like, we've planted, like, a few thousand plants, and we've only been working on it for 2 years.
But, and also, there's going to be also next generation of kids working on the
wetlands.
Yeah,
the next generation. So when we're all dead,
no, not when we're all dead. Like, when we're in sixth grade, there's going to be new third graders, fourth graders.
Wait, what? So our kids,
No, like, the second graders are going to go to third grade, and then they're going to start working on it.
Can you?
And then they would start working on the wetland. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to our wetland podcast. Goodbye, Finn.
Bye,
goodbye,
Finn.
Gabby.
Goodbye.